Hey guys, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Possum, the official podcast of the Raccoon's Den, and the only one. Today I'm here with Flash and Kai. Say hello, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
So, since we've got Kai here, we're actually going to talk about dancing, and Flash and I have never been in a competition, or wait, have you?
No.
Kai, you've actually done quite a few fursuit dance competitions in a short time, too.
Yeah.
So, what was your first fursuit dance competition?
My first fursuit dance competition was FC 2014, and that was, wow, what an experience. I have to say, it was probably, like, so far my most favorite dance comp. My second one was BLFC 2014, and so far that's all I've been done, but got a few planned up soon, so I'm pretty excited for that, but a little nervous, a little bit. I'm still getting out of that, you know, little phase. You know, most dancers, actually most dancers are always nervous, but...
Yeah, I mean, I was actually there when you were doing the one at FC and at BLFC.
Yes.
And you really wiped the floor with the competition at FC. I mean, it's a shame you really didn't win. It really is a shame, because I was like, you know, I really had my money on Kai.
Honestly, it's all about fun. That's all that matters. I mean, I don't really care about winning or losing.
Yeah,
Winning ain't bad, no. Winning ain't bad, no.
But, I mean, I saw you out there. You were definitely having fun with it. You were really just trying to show people, you know, how fun and happy it
is. My goal, like when I'm dancing out there, I like to get the crowd going. That's usually like my main goal. It's just getting having a good time, not just me but everybody.
How you win.
I mean, it is a factor, because I mean the louder the crowd is cheering, the more the judges will say, hey, this person's
I
actually really good.
I get much more in the rush too. Like I kind of feed on the crowd too.
I love Rush too. Rush is the best band ever.
They are, man.
There's a few things I'm going to try out, too, in the next few competitions I want to be, you know.
What's your next fursuit dance competition?
My next one actually is going to be Arizona FurCon.
That's where I'm going.
Yes.
I'll be sure to get that.
Yeah.
If I film there, I'll be sure to get that.
That'd be awesome. Sweet. I'd like to actually check out that video of mine and see how I do. But after that, it's going to be Midwest Fur Fest 2014. That's in Chicago, Illinois. And then we got FC again. So I can't wait for these cons coming up. So
when you get into these competitions, you still have to pass the preliminary. You still have to pass like this one round before the actual thing, right?
Yeah. Well, every single con, you gotta go through the preliminaries usually, and then like they go through the dancers, and if they like them, then they don't choose them. You know, it's a hard decision. I actually, you know what? I judged a dance comp
at Califer.
Yeah,
you were one of the judges. Now, how many people?
Nobody. Actually, everybody made it in. Not many people did try out. By even judging, it was pretty difficult. Like there were so many good dancers out there, like they're all pretty good, and it's really hard. I mean,
my favorite thing that you did at BLFC was when you were starting the song, and it was a song that someone else had already used, and you cut it off, and you're like, wait a minute, isn't this supposed to be an 80s convention?
Here's the one thing, like some people do the same songs, and you don't even know that they, you know, you don't know if they're gonna do the same song as you. And I actually was like, oh shoot, somebody's doing the same song as me. I was like, oh, but yeah, I did cut it out, and I thought, hey, why not put my voice in there, because it's like it's an 80s theme con, so why not put some like Journey? Yeah, don't stop believing. So,
Andre, you've seen people dance before, and I've seen you dance a few times. What would you think is the most important thing about dancing? As far as, like, you know...
Most important thing about dance in general, first of all, is Miley Cyrus stop twerking. Other than that, I have to say, regarding me personally, bitch, Miley Cyrus, I can twerk better than you.
I think you have to film that.
Oh, it's actually in... Not Another Goddamn Furry Movie.
It is?
It is?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that video in a long time. I don't remember.
I'm in a skirt. It's in a short little segment.
Was it the one where it's the before you ate shit on the bench at at the Postscript event?
Yeah, it was the same day.
Did you see that scene in the Another Goddamn Furry Movie when he's running on the bench?
I think I remember.
And he like just falls right down, gets right back up like it was no big deal.
Oh my god.
He's talking about being like the king of parkour.
King of parkour.
And being like a fucking vampire, bitches.
I said I'm not claiming to be the king of parkour, and yes, I am indeed a vampire.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, and that's when you had the long hair. So that concludes our episode of Possum, and you know, dancing and shit. So remember to have fun with what you do. And Andre, want to give us a few at last words?
Snarf, snarf.
Kai, want to give us a few last words before we close out?
What do I say? Hope you all have, you know, you guys should all try it out dancing. Do it. It's really fun. It's awesome.
All right, and we'll see you guys on the next... Oh, hold up. Andre's got something to say.
One more thing to say.
Flash has one more thing to say.
Miley Cyrus, stop fucking twerking.